Part 2A. In this part, you will hear three long conversations, A, B, and C. Before each conversation, you will hear a short description of the situation. The situation is also printed in your test booklet. Each conversation will be followed by three questions. The questions are also printed in your test booklet. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The conversations and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. A. Situation. A student is talking with a tutor at the Student Support Center. Thank you for your time today. I was wondering if you had time to look at the essay draft I sent you.
Yes, of course. If I'm not mistaken, you're applying for a one-year study abroad course in China. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. The essay is part of the application that I need to submit. If it's good enough, I can get to the next round, which is an interview. Only 5 people can go to China, so I want to make sure that my essay is really good.
I read your draft, and I didn't find any serious problems with the length and your wording. However, some parts seemed too abstract to me, so I think it would be much better if you could make it more specific.
Okay, exactly what part do you think I need to work on?
Your reason for studying abroad was a little weak, so you need to explain that in more detail. Why do you want to study abroad?
I want to study Chinese, and I especially want to improve my speaking skills.
I see. Is that related to your future career plans?
Yes, I was fascinated by Chinese artifacts when I was in middle school. Since then, I've been interested in China, and someday I want to work at a trading company there. To make that dream come true, I'm hoping to improve my Chinese while I'm still in college.
That's a great reason. Why don't you add what you just told me to your essay? That would make your reasons for applying much more specific.
All right, I'll take your advice and revise my draft today.
Why don't you email your draft to me once you've revised it? I'd like to take another look at it.
I will. Thank you so much for all your help.
I hope you succeed.
Questions. Number 26. Why is the student writing an essay? Number 27. What does the tutor say about the student's essay? Number 28. What does the student want to do in the future? B. Situation. A student is talking with an advisor about her major.
Oh, hi, Rissa. What brings you here today?
Actually, I'm having a hard time deciding between 2 majors. I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
I see. You need to decide your major by the end of your sophomore year, so you only have 1 more semester. What are the 2 majors you're considering?
Psychology and environmental studies.
They're both unique fields of study with their own challenges. What makes you want to major in them?
Psychology is a well-established field, and there are a lot of things I can learn about the human mind. On the other hand, environmental studies has a short history, but it's going to be big in the future, and I think it has career potential. I'm very interested in both.
Oh, I see. It's a tough decision. Are you going to attend the school department fair next month?
Yes, I'm planning to.
At the fair, students in each department will talk about what got them interested in their majors and what they're studying. You can ask them for advice on how to choose a major. There will also be some graduates discussing work and job opportunities in their field.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You could also observe a class in the department you want to study in. I'm sure it'll help a lot.
I didn't know about that. How can I sign up?
You just need to submit an application to each department, and you can observe up to 3 classes. You'll be able to learn a lot more about the majors if you take actual classes.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you very much for all your help.
You're welcome. You can come and talk to me anytime.
Questions. Number 29. What does the student find attractive about environmental studies? Number 30. What will take place at the school department fair? Number 31. What does a student need to do to observe a class? C. Situation. Two students are talking with a professor in the university hallway about an event.
Professor White, do you have a few minutes? We're wondering if you could take part in an event we're planning to hold next month.
What kind of event is it?
We have 10 new international students in our department this semester, and we want to make them feel welcomed and to help them get oriented. It would be great if you could join us and talk to the students about the classes and programs our department offers.
Okay, that sounds like a wonderful plan. I'd love to take part. What else are you planning on doing at the event?
The students will introduce themselves to each other and we'll give a tour around the campus. We're also going to prepare a light meal and we'll have time for students to talk freely and get to know each other. Is there anything else you think we should do?
Well, studying in college is important for international students, but I think they also need help living away from home in a foreign country. Living abroad can be quite stressful, so it might be good to take some time to answer their questions about any problems they're facing in their daily lives.
That's a great idea. We'll set aside some time for that.
Has the day of the event been set? I'll need to make preparations.
It'll be on the 14th of next month, starting at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be in the cafeteria. We expect the event to last about 2 hours.
Okay. I hope a lot of people can attend.
By the end of this week, we'll send out an email to all the students in our department and invite them to come. We want as many people there as possible.
Let me know if you need anything. I'll be happy to help if I can.
Thank you. We'll do the best we can to make the event a success.
Questions. Number 32. What will the professor do at the event? Number 33. What did the professor suggest the students do to improve their plan? Number 34. What will the students most likely do this week?